It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. This week, I sit down with Arkansas Razorback Women's Assistant Golf Coach Mike Adams. He is entering his 17th year with the Hogs, and the Razorbacks got their spring schedule off to a flying start, winning their first tournament out. It didn't come easy, though, as the Razorbacks found themselves in a tie for ninth after the first round, and then they moved up to fourth place going into the final round when the Hogs fired off a season's best 12 under par 276, the best for the Hogs since 2021, to win the tournament outright. The Hogs took the lead for the first time of the tournament through 12 holes over LSU, and they held on for a one-shot victory over the LSU Tigers in the Puerto Rico Classic. It marks the second win of the 23-24 season, the first of the spring, team victory number 31 for the golf program, and the 24th under head coach Shauna Taylor and assistant coach Mike Adams, who you will hear from after the break. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you stay at a Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. We're back with Mike Adams after the break.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. Mike Adams began his association with Shauna Taylor during her junior years of playing golf competitively and then through her collegiate career while she was on tour as a professional player as well. When Shauna Estes Taylor got the head coaching position at Arkansas, there was only one person that she knew she wanted to have as an assistant. It was Mike Adams. On the tee, Mike Adams.
Coach Adams, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club?
Yeah, I kind of do. I grew up in Beaufort, South Carolina. I was at a point where I got two younger brothers. Both of them were bigger than me. We played all the sports year-round. Baseball season, we played baseball. And basketball season, we played basketball. And everybody else kept growing, and I stayed the same. Our next-door neighbor was a nurse at the Naval Hospital there in Beaufort, and she had taken up the game of golf and couldn't do it. And I cut her grass, and she said, "Hey, I've got a brand-new set of golf clubs. Would you like to have them?" And I said, "Well, sure." So I started hitting balls in the yard. Then I took a few lessons, and I'm like, man, this is my sport. You know, I don't have to do battle with guys twice my size.
Sure, yeah.
So I started playing golf. And my stepdad pretty much got me into the game when I was pretty late, actually, 14 or 15. and we moved from Beaufort to Ridgeland, and there was a little nine-hole course that he was a member of, and we got to play. I went out for the high school team and made it and fell in love with the game, and that's all I've done ever since.
Did you know then that you wanted it to be a part of your life professionally, if you will?
Maybe not exactly then. You know, I knew I played every single chance I got. You know, I would go out on the golf course and play from dawn to dark. You know, a lot of the guys, you know, we were a real small town. Most of the guys played football or baseball or basketball. Year round, I concentrated just on golf. My senior year of high school, we got a golf pro. We hadn't had one at the little nine-hole golf course there in Ridgeland until then, and he actually hired me as a shop assistant. So this was the summer between my senior year of high school and my freshman year of college. So I worked in the golf shop, and that's when, you know, I pretty much got addicted to it. My high school coach, when I was in the 10th grade, was Vic Lipscomb, who he got an assistant's job after that. He had already graduated from college. He played at Wofford, one of the best players in South Carolina. He's a member of the Hall of Fame. He was my high school coach in the 10th grade. After that year, he left and took the assistant's job at Scioto Country Club in Columbus, Ohio, which is where Jack Nicklaus grew up.
Yeah, okay.
There was another young man from his hometown in Union, South Carolina, that was the assistant there. His name was Jim Gehring. He ended up being the first pro at Muirfield Village in Columbus, Ohio. So, you know, Vic became a mentor of mine. I went through, you know, 4 years of college, played at Newberry College. And when I got out, Vic had been the assistant at Scioto for 4 or 5 years, and he was interviewing for head pro jobs. And he said, hey, don't go get a job. He said, whenever I get a head job, you can come be my assistant.
Okay.
So I said, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I never went to a job interview. I actually had the placement lady at the college send me a notice. I had to go to the dean's office. And she says, you know, my job is to place guys into jobs. I mean, you haven't responded to any. I said, I'm going to go down back to Hilton Head. I'll be raking bunkers and cutting greens until a buddy of mine hires me as an assistant pro. And
yeah.
She goes, really? I said, yeah, really. And, of course, my mama wasn't real happy about that, but, you know, that's what I had planned on doing. So I graduated college in June of 77, went back to Hilton Head, was working on the golf course, breaking bunkers, mowing greens. So, you know, I had done every job you could do at a golf course, from inside the shop to outside, and, you know, knew that that's what I wanted to do. You know, wasn't really sure I was going to get to do it, but in August of that year, he called me. Now, he had interviewed at Firestone Country Club. He had interviewed at places all over the country. He said, hey, I got a job. You want to be my assistant? I said, yeah, where is it? He said, Orangeburg Country Club in Orangeburg, South Carolina, which is, you know, an hour from where I live.
Yeah, not basically. Far.
Great, great, great golf club. And I said, man, I'll be there.
Yeah, when do I start?
Tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I worked there for 6 years, was his assistant. Great place, Orangeburg Country Club. It's one of the best courses now in the state of South Carolina. August of 1983, I took the head pro job at the Woodlands Country Club in Columbia, South Carolina. I got really fortunate. They had some high aspirations, but things weren't going great. That was 83. In 86, Dave Thomas, who owned Wendy's, acquired the golf course. He actually traded a boat for it. I say a boat.
Are you serious?
It was a yacht. But
yeah.
But yeah, he traded a boat for the golf course, and I worked for him until he passed away in 02.
The founder of Wendy's. Yeah. Bought a golf course by trading his boat.
Yeah.
And you worked for him. What was that like?
It was amazing. He loved the game and just an amazing person. I never will forget when he passed away, the state newspaper always did these editorial cartoons. Mm-hmm. Day after he passed away, they had him driving up to the pearly gates in one of his antique cars, and St. Peter hands him this large halo. He said, "The big guy told me to supersize yours." And that was very appropriate because that's the kind of guy he was. Just an amazing person. We had it made having Dave as an owner.
When did you start teaching the game, and who were some of your pupils early on?
Yeah, we had a great junior program at the Country Club of Orangeburg. Still got a lot of people that are in the golf business. Marion Dantzler still plays. Dr. Morris Pickens, who's a sports psychologist that works with Zach Johnson and several people.
Okay, yeah.
He was a junior at our place, he and his brother. We had just a lot of really good players. Ryan Grooms played at Wofford. He ended up being the pro there at the Country Club of Orangeburg for a while. Just a great junior program, and, you know, learning under Vic, you know, and then going through the PGA program. Teaching became a passion.
What does it mean to you when I say Professional Golfers Association of America, and you're a member of that?
Yeah, it's been a great organization for me. We got to grow up in at the Carolinas PGA, which is probably the best PGA section in the country. Very competitive, competition wise. Got to do a lot of playing and got to learn a lot. Was exposed to a lot of very experienced professionals and learned a whole lot being employed at the Country Club of Orangeburg and then later in Columbia, South Carolina. And being involved in the Carolinas PGA, I was actually on the board of directors, rules of golf committee, and I was on the tournament committee. So you got exposed to a lot of great people. And, you know, if you love the game of golf, it was a perfect place to be.
I was going to say, you had some pretty prominent roles in the section.
I got to do a lot of really good stuff. I consider myself a rules expert. I really got very efficient at the rules. And I got to officiate a lot of PGA Tour events. We hosted two Nike Tour events in the state of South Carolina, and I officiated both of those. I did several USGA events and several college events.
That's pretty neat. That's got to be like fun. When did you meet Shauna Estes Taylor?
I met Shauna. Shauna was from Orangeburg, South Carolina, but I didn't meet her when I was in Orangeburg. I moved to Columbia in 1983, and Shauna was born in 1978, but I met her dad, Lonnie. And when you are involved in a small town like Orangeburg, you know, you pretty much know everybody. And Lonnie called me. We were actually at the Woodlands in Columbia. We were actually hosting the Carolinas Girls Junior Championship. And Lonnie called me up and said, "Hey, Mike, you know, I don't know if you remember me or not." He said, "But Shauna is my daughter, and she's playing golf, and she's gotten pretty good. And I'm gonna bring her up to play in the junior tournament. You know, could you show her the golf course?" And I absolutely be glad mm-hmm. to. She was 12, 13, somewhere in there. She was awesome. I took her out and showed her the golf course, you know, tried to give her, you know, some pointers as to where to hit it and where not to hit it. And, of course, she won the golf tournament as a 13-year-old and against several girls that were getting ready to play college golf.
That's pretty impressive.
She was amazing. You know, after the tournament, Lonnie's like, "Hey, Mike, you know, the Vic has left Orangeburg. We really don't have a teaching pro down there anymore. If I can get her up here, would you mind working with her?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." So we started a relationship then, and I worked with her all through high school, college, and then as she turned professional. And even when she came up to Arkansas, you know, she still had aspirations of playing. And, you know, there's plenty of ways to get to the LPGA Tour. and being an assistant coach, you know, would have been, you know, a good deal to do. As a matter of fact, I think she came up here in 02, and in 05, they were hosting their college tournament at Pinnacle, and she called me up and said, "Hey, Mike, we don't have a rules official. Could you come up here and officiate the tournament?" It was during the summer. I was teaching then at down at Hilton Head, and I said, "Sure, I'll come up." And so I came up, got to see the Blessings was just opening up, and so got to see the campus and got to see the facilities.
What'd you think?
I was blown away, especially by the Blessings. I mean, you know, what they were, you know, having in Fayetteville, Arkansas was really impressive. Pinnacle, of course, was a solid golf course. That's where they played that tournament at the time.
The University of Arkansas, it came calling. I mean, Shauna was named the head coach, and did she automatically call you and say, "Hey, Mike, I need you on my staff"?
All right. The funny thing was, all right, so in 02, Shauna left and came up here. Mr. Thomas had passed away, so I'd been there for 19 years. Dave had a heart attack in late 97, 98, somewhere in there, maybe 98. So they started selling off his personal assets, and we were one of his personal assets. And so they sold the golf course with the contingency. The guy that was the general manager had been Dave's boat captain.
Oh, boy.
So he was going up to Ohio, and they sold the golf course to a management group under the contingency that I stayed on as the general manager, because they were financing the sale. And I agreed to do that, but I hated it. I hated being the general manager. I hired a head pro, and so he took over doing most of the junior clinics and doing all the teaching. And basically the only person I kept teaching after that was Shauna. And so, you know, after Dave passed away, I was like, well, you know, the last thing I'm going to do is go back to being the golf pro. So a buddy of mine had the International Junior Golf Academy down in Hilton Head, which is basically where I was from. And I had talked to him a couple of times, and they needed instructors. So I called Skip up. I said, "Hey, I'm going to leave the club." He said, "No way. You've been there 19 years. I said, "Yeah, I'm leaving. And I'd love to come down and join y'all's staff." And he said, "Absolutely." So I left down in 02. I left the club and went down and was teaching at the Junior Golf Academy. So when Shauna moved up here, we still, like I said, had stayed in communication, and it was like, "Hey, we'll do the U.S. Open qualifier. You know, we'll, you know, she'll, her goal was to still play and see where it took her." And so we stayed in contact. Well, I was there at the Golf Academy for 5 years, and after like 4.5 years, they were working on trying to sell it. So they changed some things that I didn't agree with. So I called Shauna, and at the time, Shauna had been here for almost 5 years. So she had started interviewing for other jobs, and the Furman University job came open. And I'm like, what a perfect,
yeah, that's perfect
position for Shauna.
Yeah.
Well, so she goes down there and interviews, and he didn't hire her. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, "You got to be kidding me." And she said, "No." She said, "Basically, you know, they won't hire me because I don't have any head coaching experience." So I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. The next time you go to a job interview, you tell them I'm going to come be your assistant. I'm leaving the academy for sure. I don't like the way the direction they're headed." So like a week later, the Georgia job came open. All right. Well, I had heard that it was coming open. So I called Shauna. I said, "Shauna, get your resume ready. The Georgia job's going to..." She was a four-time first-team All-American there. She still has most of the competitive records there. There's no question they're going to hire her, right? So So she said, well, there's no way that job's coming open. And the boy just won the national championship. I said, trust me, it's coming open. A week later.
It came open.
It came open. Well, she and Kelly, who was the head coach here at the time, both applied, and they hired Kelly. So Shauna calls me, and she goes, my boy, I didn't get the Georgia job. Kelly got it, and they've called me in and asked me to stay here until they could do a national search. I said, there's no way they're not going to hire you. She had been the National Assistant Coach of the Year, and Kelly had a baby while she was here. She had been here 4 years with Stacy, and Stacy had 1 year left. I said, they would be crazy not to hire you.
Right.
And she said, well, you know, I told him I would definitely stay on. Well, she called me about 2 days later, and she said, hey, Bev Lewis just called me in. Bev Lewis then was the athletic director for the ladies' side. And she said that I think it was a job interview. I said, well, sure it was. I said, what did they ask? She said, the first question she asked, she said, if I was to get this job, who would I hire as an assistant? And I told her, it just so happens that my former instructor, who's teaching down the academy and who's tried to help us get some players, told me he would be my assistant if I got a head job somewhere. So I would ask him first. And the next day, they hired Shauna.
Wow.
So she calls me and she goes, Mike, were you serious about coming up, you know, about being my assistant? I said, 100%. Where you will get the Arkansas job? She says, they just offered me the job. I said, well, I'll be there tomorrow if you need for me to be. She goes, well, you don't have to give a 2 weeks notice? I said, yeah, I'm going to tell them in about 2 weeks. They're going to notice that I hadn't been here in about 2 weeks. And I got my car and drove to Arkansas.
You said, I'm going to give you a 2 weeks notice. Yeah, in about 2 weeks, they're going to notice I haven't been here.
That's right.
And you got in your car and drove up here to Arkansas, exactly. And you've been here ever since.
17 years later, here we are.
And what a program you guys have built.
Well, there's no question Shauna is the best coach in the business. No question about it. And it didn't take long for Bev Lewis to realize that when she interviewed her, you know, started looking for a head coach. You know, we are both very appreciative of Bev giving Shauna that opportunity, and I'm extremely appreciative to have been able to come up here and help her. And, you know, it's been just a dream job for me.
When you look at this facility from what it was when you first saw it, and to see some of the changes that Mr. Tyson has done to it, the fact that you guys get to use this for practice, I mean, it basically sells itself to your recruits, doesn't it?
Easiest job I've ever had is selling this place, no question about it. Even at the academy, we had some places we could use and practice, and a lot of colleges have that same deal. But the access we have out here and what Mr. Tyson has done for us in this program, it's unparalleled anywhere. And to be able to do what we can do out here on this golf course, this golf course does three things for our kids. Number one, as soon as you get comfortable playing golf out here, there's nowhere else you're going to go and be intimidated by a golf course. Two, it teaches you just amazing course management skills. Mm-hmm. You've got to learn where you can hit it and where not to hit it. In that the total access that we have out here is just amazing. For the support we get from the staff, the members, and especially Mr. Tyson is amazing.
Well, Mike, I know that Shauna is grateful that you're here. When I've talked to her, she always mentions you.
Here's the deal, and there's no question I'm the lucky one. to get to do what I get to do, where I get to do it, and who I get to do it with at this stage of my career is amazing.
Well, you guys have made a great team. All right. Favorite golf course you've ever played?
Well, this is one of them, without a doubt. I grew up in Lowcountry of South Carolina. I was at the first Heritage Golf Classic in 1969. I caddied in that tournament in 1970. And I got to play that golf course a lot. So
it's a tight golf course.
Harbortown is definitely one of my favorites. But I don't know if I could – I mean, any golf course is a great golf course for me. I mean, you know, I've been so fortunate to get to play so many golf courses, but, you know, I don't think I could name just one.
All right, fantasy foursome, living or deceased, three other players that you would like to play around of golf with.
Well, it'd be Shauna, Tiger, and Ben Hogan.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah.
Shauna, Tiger, and Ben Hogan.
You know, the last time Shauna played with Tiger was probably one of the last times he got beat. Did you know that?
Uh-uh. I haven't heard that story.
I think at that time they called it the Cannon Cup.
Okay.
AJGA.
AJGA event, okay. Yeah.
Shauna's partner was Robert Floyd, and they played Tiger and Kelly Keeney, I think.
Yeah.
Match play.
And they beat him.
Shauna made the putt on the last hole to beat Tiger.
She's never told me that story.
100%. Ask her about it. And I think she still has – we were actually talking to the AJGA guys at the coaches' convention. I think she still has a couple of records, AJGA records, because she started when she was 13.
Yeah.
Back in those days, she won pretty much everything she played in.
Amazing.
Yeah. She was a four-time first-team All-American at Georgia, easily one of the best college players, you know, to play the game. You know, one of the best ball strikers I ever saw. You know, the rheumatoid arthritis, you know, was very unfortunate, but you never heard her complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
She never, woe is me, why did this happen to me? Her attitude was always, well, you know what? I get to do something I still love to do. Maybe this was my calling all along.
Never know. You never know.
And she puts her heart and soul into it. You know, it's not a coincidence that, you know, she got to spend 4 years with Stacy and Gabby and Maria and all the girls that, you know, have gone on to play professional golf. And then, you know, everybody that's gone through here and, you know, whether they're playing golf or in business or housewives, I think they all are better by, you know, getting to spend 4 years with Shauna.
You've had two individual champions here. Stacy Lewis, the first year you were here, or she won it.
Yeah, she won it.
And then Maria Fossey, yeah, an individual champion, winning here right on her home course, the Blessings. Is the national title right around the corner?
Well, here's the deal. Those two guys get the credit, and that's well-deserved. But we also had two individual runner-ups here.
That's exactly right.
Kelly Sheen got beat by Austin Ernst by one shot.
Yep.
Austin's a LPGA Tour winner. And Gabby Lopez finished second in the national championship her last year, lost to Emma Talley, who shot 66 in the last round. Those four stand out, but we've had just a ton of great victories. Yeah, I would say we would have a shot, you know, this year. This team is pretty amazing. Bunch of really good players, hard workers, and, you know, you got to get kind of lucky, though, to win a golf tournament. A lot of things have to go your way, and, you know, all you can do is put yourself in position to win, and, you know, the training they get out here, the fact that they get to play the Blessings every day has a lot to do with being able to compete at the highest level.
No doubt about it. Mike, good luck this season. Good luck the rest of your golfing career, and thanks for joining me.
Appreciate it so much. Thanks for coming up.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Short Grass. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Short Grass.
You've been listening to From the Short Grass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.